Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle-working business, believers. Yes, He is. Brothers and sisters, if you've been listening this week, I hope you've been being blessed by the message I've been sharing, Annulling Murphy's Laws. And annulling, in case you haven't caught the most recent broadcast, annul means to cancel or to negate, to refuse to have it have authority, to put an end, basically, to do away with, to invalidate or cancel. And so, what is Murphy's Law? In case you haven't heard that expression, it's somewhat humorous, but it's, you know, if anything can go wrong, it will. In fact, we shouldn't even actually say that. I mean, to say it isn't, you know, as I'm trying to share a spiritual principle, if you really believe that, that's where you have the power. That if you really believe that anything could happen bad, it will happen, because it's possible. I know for years I was caught in that state, and that's why I began to realize, as God dealt with me, that because a lot of the negative things really did happen, and so that was, you know, all you could kind of expect. There was something bad going to happen, even if it started out good. But that's a mental disposition, that it's a work of the enemy. It's a lie, that Murphy's Law, we need to annul it. And I'm sharing spiritual principles so we can annul that mental attitude or expectation. For example, as I looked, I think it was yesterday, at Job a little bit, and he said, "The thing I feared came upon me." Well, it wasn't just a matter, he just didn't have faith. No, that man had great faith, because otherwise he would have done what his wife suggested, curse God and die. He didn't do that. He held on to his integrity. He knew he hadn't done anything wrong, and he said, "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him." And so, when he said that, it could indicate that attitude, that inner fear, anxiety, worry, that negative things will happen. The thing I feared, and the things he did fear did come upon him, but not because of foolish actions on his part. As I shared, the whole dynamic of the book of Job is found in the first chapter. It was really a dialogue between God and the devil, and the devil says, "Just take away all his blessings and he'll curse you to your face." And of course, God said, "Okay, just see." And God was vindicated, and Job, as a representative of God's people who really love God, no matter what happens, we will carry on. We will hold on. Some of you have gone through some really difficult, difficult situations, and yet, in spite of that, you didn't turn your back on God. You didn't. You held on to His Word. And it was very painful, sometimes extremely lonely. I know about all those things. I've been there, beloved. But I've also, with God's help, began to understand there are spiritual principles that are in operation. I began this message saying there's natural laws, there's spiritual laws. We need to have spiritual insight into what occurs when we so kind of lightly and humorously say, "Well, it's Murphy's Law." Well, all right, because what I shared yesterday, as I brought the broadcast to a close, we were talking about one spiritual insight into what's going on if you have this pattern, a sequence of events happening continually, and that is not to anticipate bad things. We are to believe for God's best. Will there be tests and trials? Of course there will be. But we know that we're not questioning the nature of God. We know His heart toward us, what He had plans for us. You know, God, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And that's not just in life eternal, but it's, I believe, in the here and now. As I share it, as an example, I had a friend, and she was definitely into spiritual warfare. She was a marvelous prayer warrior. She really was. But she was always looking for the next attack of the enemy. I mean, she made a point of that. She was focusing, okay, what's the next direction? Well, she was never disappointed because he was always willing to comply with her expectation. All right, let me share now the second insight I think that's very, very important. And we've heard this in other ways and in other contexts, but that is not confessing negatives. To be very careful, because even Murphy's Law, if anything can go bad, it will, or go wrong, it will. That's a negative in itself. So we cannot confess the negatives. Let me give a personal example. I've shared quite a few this week, but I think it was back in 92. I think on a previous broadcast I had shared, in terms of things going bad earlier this week, that we had a wonderful first tour in Europe, and the day before, we were due to fly home, Brother Glass collapsed. I mean, he went into a coma with an occult infection and a chemistry imbalance. And his life, he was in a coma for 3 days. His life was hanging in the balance. Of course, obviously, God raised him up. But that was an example of, you know, something bad happening that was totally unexpected. And I had an understanding of what occurred, so did he. However, in our own personal life, back in 92, as a result of that, his heart was further damaged, which was not good. He was a cardiac patient. He had a major heart attack, bypass surgery. And so we saw a highly respected and one of the top cardiologists in the nation. And after, I guess, he had examined Neil and done some tests, he basically told him, you have weeks or months to live. Now, that was, of course, rather devastating news. But what did we do with it? We could have just said, well, you know, I guess we better make arrangements. We just would not. The words that the doctor said, and I'm not being disparaging to the doctor, because that was his job, his task, to report factually and medically where things were at. But we began to do warfare and to do the things that, of course, were helpful in the natural. And he lived another 5 years, and when we later saw that doctor, he said, you've made, and this is a quote, an amazing turnaround. So, beloved, it is important we don't confess negatives. And in my own life, I began to realize that this Murphy's Law, which is kind of humorous, at least that's on the surface, that's how we view it, that it really had power over me because I knew it was an operation in my life. And you know the thing that's so diabolical about it? Because if that's a pattern in your life, if things go wrong continually, what happens, beloved? It's just what the enemy desires. You begin to question the goodness of God. You begin to question his love for you. You begin to question his fairness. You're living a godly life. You're trying to do the right thing. And all those wicked people out there, they've got riches and prosperity, and they don't have any heartaches or troubles. I think that's mentioned in one of the Psalms, right? Well, that's the effect. You begin to question God. What's going on? Because if you know your life is where it should be. Now, if you're not living right, well, then it's something to really come to the Lord and get straightened out. So what would happen when Murphy's Law kicked in terms of my own case? Normally the response is, I don't believe it. Well, yeah, sure. There it is. And so the response is generally emotional devastation. And then since we're in crisis mode, we are frantically beseeching God. We're making vows. Lord, if you do this, I will. We'll do whatever. We are just in a panic and in crisis in every way. And as you know, that's our response Godward. But in terms of us personally, that as events would develop, there was a sense that not only a questioning of God's his love, but then that vague sense that is God really in control? Because all this work of the enemy, and you're doing everything you know to do. And then, of course, if it's not against God, then obviously where else do you turn? And you probably can do both at the same time. Then it's against you. It's your self-doubts. It's because of your spiritual lack, your lack of maturity. It's because of your infirmities. It's because of, well, I know one of the issues I used to say, well, you know, when there were things that happened, well, I'm the problem. I'm the problem. In fact, there was some years back, there was a situation like that. And obviously, if everything else is all right and everybody else is good, then I've got to be the problem. And I know there was a sister who emailed me. She didn't, we've never met. She doesn't know me except from being on the mailing list. And she said, all she said was, you're not the problem. So, the other response is we can develop feelings of a defeat or victim mentality, a defeatist mentality, a victim mentality. And what happens then? When you're in that condition, you're really at the mercy of things, and you feel you have absolutely no control over events, spiritually, physically, and sometimes that situation can be really true if you really end down in that horrible pit, which is exactly where the enemy wanted to put you. Well, my time is gone, and we're going to speak tomorrow in a positive vein on how do we annul Murphy's Law. Beloved, it takes honesty and identifying fears. Well, we'll do that tomorrow. I thank you for joining me. I invite you to pray with me, pray for me as I do for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. But also, if you have any prayer needs you wish to share, there may be something, a repeating condition in your life. Maybe you want Murphy's Law broken. So I do pray a few days ago, but if you need personal prayer in that regard, allow me the privilege if you would. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, I invite you to share your mailing address if you would like a personal answer by letter. And I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.